Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Father Kieran directs a retreat house in Oregon. His preaching today is entitled, Time for Prayer.
We read the Gospel of John. Jesus moved about within Galilee. He did not wish to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. But the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles was near. When his brothers had gone up to the feast, he himself also went up, not openly, but as it were in secret. Some of the inhabitants of Jerusalem said, "Is he not the one they're trying to kill? And look, he's speaking openly and they say nothing to him. Could the authorities have realized that he is the Christ? But we know where he's from. When the Christ comes, no one will know where he is from." So Jesus cried out in the temple area as he was teaching and said, "You know me and you know also where I come from. Yet I did not come on my own. But the one who sent me, whom you do not know, is true. I know him because I am from him and he sent me." So they tried to arrest him, but no one laid a hand upon him, because his hour had not yet come. The Gospel of the Lord. The Feast of Tabernacles was a sort of harvest festival. It was celebrated from the 15th to the 21st day of the month of Tishri. That would be our September and October. Every male over the age of 13 was required to go up to Jerusalem for the feast. This was a sort of Thanksgiving feast at the end of the oil and wine harvest. On each day of the feast, a priest would get water in a golden vessel at the Fountain of Siloe and bring it to the altar of Holocaust and pour it on the altar. On the seventh day, the priest would circle about the altar seven times. Water from the well was linked with the promised Messiah. In the mornings, the priest would also face east to welcome the rising sun. As a priest with the water approached the temple, people would wave willow and myrtle branches and pray, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." In the evenings, the men would gather in the center court of the women. Four menorahs were lit, and the men danced, and as they danced, Psalms 120 to 134 were sung. You might spend a little moment with these in your Bible. "I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Out of the depths I have called to you. O Lord, remember David." And then, "Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand night after night in the house of the Lord." During these times of coronavirus, you might have had all your neighbors' religious resources canceled through Easter and beyond. Our bishop here in Portland confessed that he had never expected to have to write such a letter, but it really is necessary to avoid the possibilities of passing on or catching the virus. So what do we do? The Feast of Tabernacles gives us a good model of how to set up some sort of very effective prayer services for ourselves. But first, it is important to connect your prayer with some fundamental experiences and needs in your life, and then explore how your everyday discoveries can find expression in the beauty and wonder of your own gift of life. Good prayer demands that we get connected with the riches of our imaginations, our deepest needs, some of our experiences that we've had, and then bring them to the center of our consciousness and let them rest there and see what rises up. When I lived in Kenya as a missionary, on one occasion, I walked up to the viewpoint in our novitiate grounds where we had our little cemetery. This was just north of Kisumu on Lake Victoria. Actually, this is not very far from one of the villages where President Obama traces his own ancestry. It was evening, and as I looked to the east across the Nandi Hills, the sight was spectacular. In the darkness, after the harvest, the farmers had a custom of burning the fields to get rid of weeds and pests, and perhaps even to enrich the soil for the next season. somehow they're able to do this without starting a forest fire. I was 9 kilometers out of the city, so there were really no lights from the city to distract from the view. I think that this is what Jerusalem must have looked like at night, with all the tents on the hillside surrounding and illuminated by the soft light of the campfires and oil lamps. The view was quite spectacular. It would not be too hard to find words of thanksgiving and praise encouraged by the occasion. In fact, the Psalms 120 to 134 would not be a bad choice for words of praise. These are the ones that the men sang in the evening as they danced. Through the years, that view of fires and renewing the fields has remained a wonderful memory for me. But as often happens, there's a question about the safety of fires. I was raised in California, and even as a child or a Boy Scout, we were fanatic about the damage of forest fires and its danger. I think that such tension only adds to our attentiveness and the effectiveness of such prayers. When the priest brought water to the altar of sacrifice each morning during the Feast of Booths, they would pour the water over the altar. Perhaps as you water your garden, you could move up to such a spiritual satisfaction. I'm a gardener, and during this time of year, as I place the water and the seeds in my vegetable starts, I'm filled with the sense of wonder and mystery that these dried out little particles of material will soon swell and burst forth with the wonder of life. On the seed packet, where it tells you how deep to plant the seeds, there's also a suggestion of how many pounds of vegetables the seeds will produce. That's miraculous. I think that for me, only one such extravagant resulted when the squash plants got out of control one year. I couldn't even give away all the results. Light and shadow, dawn and sunset, water and life, darkness and beauty. These are the constituents of life and successful prayer as well. Go to a place where your imagination is most at home. Reflect on the events and people that cause you, in you, a spirit of wonder, the needs and satisfactions that capture your attention. Get in touch with the miracle of your own life and count your blessings and your needs. Enter your courage and your fears. Expand your life. Engage to all of life's blessings and share this wonder with God and Father of us all. Then let some cherished and familiar words rise to your own lips as you locate your experiences in the very being of God. Lord, I love the beauty of your house and the place where your glory dwells. Let your own discovery of your best words act as a blessing to you and as a moment of praise to the God who has favored us with such abundance and astonishing beauty. God bless you then in this time of difficulty, and may you have health and the joy of God's presence in your life.